I've had more than my share of orthopedic surgery, two knees, one shoulder, and it leads me to wonder things, okay? So if you go in and do arthroscopic surgery on my knee and you find a torn meniscus, mm-hmm. you trim away the part that's fouled up, right?
Well, it depends. Not always. If you've got a meniscus that we can fix or repair, it's always better to keep the original parts than to trim out those. But unfortunately, a lot of times meniscal tears need to be trimmed up.
All right. Mine's been trimmed up twice. How many trims do I have before the sucker disappears altogether? Does it regrow?
Meniscus do not regrow. And the reason that they won't heal themselves is that the blood supply to the meniscus within the knee is not that good. And so we know that the vast majority of meniscal tears won't heal unless they're out towards the rim. And those are the ones that we fix because they will heal. So it doesn't regrow. And whenever you lose pieces of your meniscus, that increases your risk of developing arthritis later on. Now, we can't predict, you know, if we cut out 30% of your meniscus, you're going to develop arthritis in 5 years. But the more you're missing, the more likely you are to develop arthritis or other problems later on.
Arthritis is inflammation of the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have 30% less meniscus, is the inflammation caused because now I have bone on bone? I don't think so. Why? What causes the inflammation when I'm missing 30% of my meniscus?
Sure. The inflammation is caused by a lot of different factors. And to be honest, we don't understand all of them. But the important, but what we do know is that, you know, when somebody has arthritis, if we go in and we were to sample that joint fluid, there would be a lot of debris that's left. And so what's happening is that cartilage, the articular surface, has the ability to maintain itself, but it doesn't have the ability to replace itself, and it doesn't, and to some extent, it has its ability to repair itself. But when the reparative processes are being outdone by the wear and tear that's taking place, then you get this debris, which can cause some of this irritation, which can cause some of the inflammation that you see inside your knee.
What do you know if you go into a knee or a hip and get a lot of fluid off of it and there is no debris in the fluid?
Well, then usually there's a reason for that. There's usually a labral tear if it's in the hip, or there's a meniscus tear somewhere, or there's some sort of trauma within the knee that's causing that fluid, because the fluid, along with some of the arthritic changes, that's the body's attempt to try to repair itself or to try to protect itself from some sort of injury that has taken place. Now, there's some types of injuries or some types of diseases where you get swelling, like juvenile rheumatoid arthritis or something along those lines, where there's a lot of swelling within the joint, but we're not exactly sure all of the reasons why, but that's not protective. That's just part of the disease process. But if you didn't have anything wrong with your hips or knees or elbows and you're getting a lot of swelling, it's probably a reflection of some sort of internal damage that's inside your knee.